USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. The Taliban Friday seizing control of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Schools are reopening across the country, but a federal official is open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona at a town hall in Boston Friday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Boston public schools are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to remember after-school activities pose a threat as well. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden plan is working. That's according to President Biden anyway. July's job numbers released Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%.
We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month on our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years.
The unemployment rate still almost 2 points above pre-pandemic levels, though, and we still have over 5.5 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID. 10 people stabbed on a train in Tokyo, at least one of them seriously injured, happening Friday night on a commuter train. A man in his 30s in custody. California now dealing with the largest single wildfire in state history. The Dixie wildfire crosses two counties in Northern California. It's been burning for over 3 weeks, covering over 430,000 acres. California fire officials say it's only 35% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As wildfires burn out west, politicians debate the cause. Tim Berg has more.
As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's a economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue. Security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Republican lawmaker seeking to impeach the president. Ohio Congressman Bob Gibbs on Friday sends a letter to colleagues asking them to consider filing articles of impeachment against President Biden. Gibbs his reasons for impeachment, the extension of the eviction moratorium, and not securing the southern border. He says both violate the Constitution. A former MMA fighter pleads guilty to his role in the Capitol riot. Here's Wendy King.
The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.